But either way, just two ha'aris as it relates to this Gemara. The first ha'ara is a Chassam Sofer, which is above all of our pay grades, but I just think it's worth at least mentioning it because it touches on something that we've seen a lot and specifically very, very recently. So the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Bar Abaye have a shchiach gabei Malach HaMavis. Rabbi Bar Abaye spent a lot of time with the Malach HaMavis. If you look in Rabbeinu Hanano, so Rabbeinu Hanano says that Rabbi Bar Abaye was misasek b'riyas hashedim. He was very involved in riyas hashedim, and because he was very involved in riyas hashedim, so he somehow delved into this heebie-jeebie, and that's what it means when the Gemara says that have a shchiach kamei that he used to spend time with him. The truth is, it's a mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara mesechtes brachis daf vavam and aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing that there's a moment of time every single day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And the Gemara says that if a person would know that time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, he would be able to curse someone. And if he did that, his curse would be very, very effective. In fact, the Gemara says that Bilam knew that Sman. Either way, that's the general context over there. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Abaye Avad Hachi, Rabbi Bar Abaye got involved in one of these things in terms of figuring out some of this heebie-jeebie, the Itzik. And the Gemara says he was harmed. Bo Rabbon Rachmi Oleh, the Rabbon Davin Thim, the Itzi, and he had a refu. But that's another Gemara in Shas, Brachas Davavam and Aleph, where you find that Rabbi Bar Abaye is engaging in these types of things, and it's a Rabbeinu Hananel right here in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Hananel says that wasn't just a coincidence, but rather Rabbi Bar Abaye was oisik in Ri'i Ashedim. In that Gemara, he's involved in trying to figure out the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. In our Gemara, Havishchiach Gabei Malach HaMavis, he seems to have some sort of relationship with the Malach HaMavis. But the truth is, this idea that there were Amayuroim that had a relationship with the Malach HaMavis, we just had recently. We had this at the very end of Masechtas Ma'akotin. The Gemara Ma'akotin, Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, discussed different Amayram, that when it came time for them to die, they had a conversation with the Malach HaMavis. Right, the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar was eating truma, and all of a sudden the Malach HaMavis came and he wanted to take him away. So Rabbi Elazar says, you can't take me now, I'm eating truma now. If you're going to take me, I'm going to become a mace is metama, it's going to be metama the truma. The truma is kaidish. You can't be metama the truma. The Gemara tells a story with Rav Ashi. The Rav Ashi was once walking in the street, and all of a sudden, Malach HaMavis came, and he wanted to take him. So he told him, could you please give me 30 days after chazam my learning, because there's a baskol in Shemayim that says, Ashrei Misha Bala Kama Talmud B'yadai. He says, he gave him 30 days, and then he came, Miktas Hayan Kekulai, right? He shows up mamish first thing in the morning. He says, we can wait until the end of the day, maybe. No, he came right away. The Gemara tells a story with Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes met the Malach HaMavis in the street, and he said, I want to take you now. He says, like a behemoth? Behemoth gets slaughtered in the street. Go home, let's do this B'derech Kavod. And he listened to him, and he did it B'derech Kavod. The Gemara told the story with Rav, the Gemara told the story with Rav Nachman. So you have Amayroim that have a relationship with the Malach HaMavis. We've spoken a lot, we have raid bites on this, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had a relationship with the Malach HaMavis. Gimel Dvarim Sochli Malach HaMavis. The Gemara and the Perek HaMadr Masechtes Ksubas. Right, this famous Gemaras in Shas, where you find that there were Tanoim and Amayram, that they had a relationship with the Malach HaMavis. And the question is, what does this even mean? What does it mean, Shush B'nei the Malach HaMavis? They're friends with the Malach HaMavis, they have a relationship, that like on good terms? It just seems so Rachik Min HaSeichel. What does this even mean? So there's a Chassam Sofer, not surprisingly, and this is in Parshas Chukas, that says, a Yisoid, Al Pi Pnimiyas HaTaira. Again, it's above our pay grade, but just to have an idea on a premium level of a little bit what's going on. Now, the context of this Chassam Sofer is actually fascinating. It's in Parshas Chukas, and it's discussing the story of the Mei Meriva. So we're all familiar with the Mei Meriva and how after the Ptira of Miriam, so the Pasuk says, Vatoma Sham Miriam, right? Miriam died, and all of a sudden there was no water anymore to drink. Chazal say, because the water that the Yidden had in the Midbar, they had in the Schus of Miriam. And being that they had it in the Schus of Miriam, once Miriam passed away, so they no longer had the Be'er Shem Miriam, and that's why they suddenly needed water. And the Pasuk says, Ve'yakilu Moshe v'Aharon es'akol. Moshe and Aharon, they came together, El Pnei HaSala, and they said, we need water. Moshe's not sure what to do. So he goes to Hashem. Hashem says, talk to the rock. Moshe hits the rock, and the rest is history. There's a Yalkut Shemoini, a Medrash, that the Medrash says that after Miriam died, there was no water. And the Yidden, they're scrambling for water. Says the Medrash, Kivan Shenestal Kabe'er, as soon as the water went away, Hischilu Miskansen Al Moshe V'Aharon. So the Yidden, they all gathered on Moshe V'Aharon. Shenema Vayikalu Al Moshe V'Aharon. Vayim Moshe V'Aharon Yoishvenu Misablan Al Miriam. But Moshe and Aharon, they were mourning. They were mourning Miriam. Their sister just died. They were ba'avelos. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bishvil sha'atem avelim yomusu b'tzama? Because you're sitting shiva now, so therefore they should all die out of thirst. Amoid v'kach matcho v'shkiso eso edav es b'irim. You have a responsibility now to your people. This is not a time for avelos. Even though your sister died, you have to get up right now and you have to make sure that they're going to have water. So in this piece, this is not really negeya, the punchline, but can't not mention this. In this piece, the Chassam Sofer quotes what he heard from his Rebbe, the Hafla. And by the way, this Hafla is in Panim Yafis. And by the way, this Hafla was also quoted by the Chassam Sofer in one of his tshuvas in Evin HaEzer, in an intense tshuva. At the very, very end, he brings something that he heard from his Rebbe. So the Chassam Sofer in a few places quotes this from the Hafla, and it's also mentioned in the Panim Yafis. He says, a Dover Nifla. The Hafla says, now what does this Medrash mean? There was no water, but Moshe and Aharon were avelim. And because they were avelim, they weren't doing anything about it. And Hashem comes to Moshe and he says, what, you're just going to let them die? So the Hafla says that we know in Parshas Beshalach, it says also that after the Yidden left, they were in the Midbar. It says they went 3 days and there was no water. And you have the whole Parsha with Mara. Hashem tells Moshe what to do. And there's going to be water, there's going to be sweet water. Chazal say, what does it mean there was no water? There was no Torah. They went 3 days without Torah. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He was misakin Torah. He was misakin Kriyas HaTorah. So says the Hafla, when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, I'm sorry, when Miriam passed away, Vatama Sham Miriam, all of a sudden there was no water. What does it mean there was no water? It means there was no Torah. The reason there was no Torah is because Moshe and Aharon were Avelim. And because they were Avelim, they couldn't teach Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu used to teach Torah to Aharon, and then Aharon taught it to his sons, like the Gemara says in Erevin. And that was the way Torah was disseminated. But Moshe and Aharon were sitting Shiva. And because they were sitting Shiva, so therefore, they weren't teaching Torah. And because they weren't teaching Torah, so in Mel there was no Torah. If there was no Torah, therefore there was no water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe and Aharon, and he says, Moshe and Aharon, I understand you're sitting shiva right now, and that's why you can't teach Torah. But even though an Avil's not allowed to learn Torah, but this one chelik in Torah he's allowed to learn. He's allowed to learn Hilchas Avelos. And the Chassam Sofer says that my Rebbe said b'zeh aloshin, you should teach them Perek ve'elu megalchin. This is what he says. Teach them ve'elu megalchin. That's something that you're allowed to learn. And the Chassam Sofer says, you're going to tell me there was no ve'elu megalchin then? My Rebbe said that just like the Gemara says, Avram Avinu had Mesechtas Avodah Zarah. He said Moshe and Aharon had Perek ve'elu megalchin. And he said, go give Shir on the Elam Agalchin. And that was the Tfiyah, that was the Taina. An Avil is not allowed to learn Torah, but there are areas of Torah that he is allowed to learn. You're allowed to learn the laws of Avelos. And this is something that you're supposed to do. But either way, that was a digression. So in this piece, the Chassam Sofer says like this. He says, what does it mean that you find that there were tzaddikim, that they had a relationship with the Malach HaMavis? What does that even mean? So he says like this. He says that a person was put down on this world to overcome his Yetzirah. This is the Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Aleph, Machay Vasa Bailama. We spoke about that in the raid yesterday. It's all about Nisyonis and overcoming a Yetzirah. Okay, so what does that mean? That means a person wakes up in the morning, he has a Yetzirah, he has a Yetzirah Taiv. The Yetzirah is his evil inclination and is trying to get him to do things he's not supposed to do. And Lu'umas Dad, he understands that he has a Yetzirah Taiv and he was put on this world for a purpose. And really, it's a battle. And it's a battle like every 5 minutes. That's what it is. A person has to constantly fight and he has to constantly battle with his Yetzirah. And that's our job on this world, to fight and fight and fight until eventually, Soif HaKavod Lavo. But the Chassam Sofer says there's another way. There's another way. There's a way that a person can overcome his Yetzirah without having to fight his Yetzirah. And that is, if you can't beat him, join him. But in the reverse, not to join the Yetzirah, but actually come up with some sort of alliance with the Yetzirah where you get the Yetzirah to come onto your side. Again, I have no idea what this means, but just the words. He said, this is the side of what Chazal meant when they said, Impaga b'cham menuvel zeh, Moshcheyu lebeis medrash. That if you ever come in contact with the menuvel, you schlep him arayin in beis medrash. Because by bringing into beis medrash, now he's on your lerwin b'chavrusa. You know what? We can't get along clearly. But we're going to fight now for the next 100 years. So come on board and let's figure out a way to live together. Let's just figure out a way to make this work. Chassam Sofer says it's actually possible. And he says that when you understand this, you can understand the Gemara. Dvarim neflaim adlam oid. A Gemara mesach the Sanhedrin. Daf nun tes amid beis. The Gemara says like this. Tanya, Reb Shim ben Menasya oimer. Reb Shim ben Menasya said, Chaval al shamish gadol sha'ava min oilam. He says, what a chaval that the world lost a shamish gadol. Shel mali niskalo nochosh, because had the nochosh not been cursed, kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael, every single yid hoi mizdam nan loish nei nochoshim toivim. Every single person would have two nechashim. Echad meshagre l'tzofen, one he would send to tzofen, the echad meshagre l'darim, the other one he would send to darim. And what would be the purpose of this person? L'haviloi sandlaboinim toivim, v'avonim toivim, so margolos. Every person would have a staff. He would have two executive assistants. One he would send to Tzofen, one he would send to Darim, one's in the north, the other one's down south, and they're both doing business for him. But you know what happened? What happened was man sinned, and then the Nachash was cursed, and because of that, we don't have the ability anymore to tap in and to use the Nachash. So the Chasam Sofer said, who's the Nachash? We know who the Nachash is. He's the Nachash HaKadmoni. The Nachash is the animal that Chazal used to describe the Yetzirah. He said, in a perfect world, a person would be able to manipulate the Yetzirah. He would have the Yetzirah working for him. He would be Moshcheyu LeBeis Medrash. He would have him on his team. In fact, what he would do is he would have the Yetzirah that he would send to the Tzofen. What does it mean to the Tzofen? Haroitza Lahasher Yatzfen. He would be able to use the Yetzirah to help him in a Kashmiyistig way. He would also be able to send the Yetzirah to the Darim. And he'd be able to use him for his ruchnius as well. And that's really the way it could have, would have, should have been. Chazal say, Chaval al shamish gadol sha'avam min oilam. But he says that even though most Yidden today can't do this, but there is a midah of meishcheyu lebeis medrash. And there were yechidim that were able to use the Yetzirah. They had some sort of relationship with him, and that's the way they fought him. And he says, that's why you find tzaddikim that had a relation with the Malach HaMavis, because the Malach HaMavis is the Satan, he's the Yetzirah, it's all the same person, like the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Bava Basra, and that's what that all means. That somehow they became shush b'nei the Yetzirah, because they were able to somehow join the Yetzirah and use the Yetzirah as a resource for them to be able to accomplish what it was that they wanted to accomplish. What does this have to do with Parshas Chukas? So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to talk to the rock. He ended up hitting the rock. And the Chasam Sofer says with his soidus that hitting the rock meant that the way you're going to fight the Yetzirah is by hitting the Yetzirah. Talking meant Moshcheil of his Medrash. Chazal say, what was he supposed to tell him? Divrei Torah, Perek Echad, Aloch Achas. That's what it was supposed to be. And he somehow learns that up. Ayin Sham, Dvarim, Neflam, way above our pay grade. But just a glimpse into the Pnimiyas Inyan that there were tzaddikim that had a relationship with the Malach HaMavis, that had a relationship with the Satan. It's based on this notion that there's two ways for a person to overcome the Yetzirah. One is fight it, that we understand. The other is somehow join forces. I don't know what the manual for that is, but there were tzaddikim that were able to do it. There is such a concept, and that's a little bit of what Chazal are revealing to us when they told us about different tzaddikim, different amayroim. They had a relationship with the Malach HaMavis. Just a little bit of food for thought.